It's very good to be with you this morning.
今天早上很高兴跟大家在一起。
I want you to know how much I love being here at this church, but also especially working with Pastor Daniel.
我很高兴能够在我们当中，而且尤其是和叶传道一同的来同工。
I know I don't need to tell you this, but you are very blessed to have him as your pastor.
我知道我不需要告诉大家，但是再一次的说，我们真的是很有福，有叶传道在我们当中。
It's also good to be with you and singing with you. There were a few words I could recognize on the screen, so I was able to sing a few words with you all, but that was beautiful music, and I enjoyed worshiping with you.
在现场的这个有一些国字我可以认得出来，我很高兴能够跟他一同来敬拜。
Thank you for Charles translating today, and I apologize in advance for anything I say that is hard to translate.
今天由这个我来替大家来翻译。
Well, with that, let's begin our time in God's Word today, and I want to start with a simple question.
我们今天早上开始的时候，我想问大家一个问题。
I want to ask the question, what is a Christian?
我问大家什么是基督徒。
Maybe you're thinking some very simple answers, like a Christian is someone who believes in the Bible.
你或许会回答说，基督徒就是相信圣经的人啊。
Somebody who believes in Jesus.
相信耶稣的人啊。
Maybe somebody who lives like Jesus.
活得像耶稣的。
Somebody who's forgiven.
被赦免的。
Somebody who has been saved.
被救赎的。
Someone who is justified.
被称义的。
Well, there's one well-known author named J.I. Packer, and he actually passed away earlier this year, and he answered the question in this way.
在几个礼拜前过世的神学家巴克曾经这么回答。
The question can be answered in many ways, but the richest answer I know is that a Christian is one who has God as Father.
他是这么回答，就是这个问题可以有很多的回答，但是我所知道最丰富的答案是，基督徒是以神作为他父亲的人。
He went on to write, If you want to judge how well a person understands Christianity, find out how much he makes of the thought of being God's child and having God as his father.
如果你想要知道一个人是否了解基督教，可以先找出他认为神作为父亲，他作为孩子的想法。
If this is not the thought that prompts and controls his worship and prayers and his whole outlook on life,It means he does not understand Christianity very well at all.
如果这个念头没有掌管他的敬拜、祷告和他对生命的看法的话，这表示他不是那么了解基督教。
So this morning, I want to ask you, does the thought of being God's child, of being adopted by God, of having God as your father, does that captivate your mind and your heart?
今天早上我想问大家，成为我们称阿爸天父，或是成为他的儿子，这样子的想法有没有掌管我们的心思和意念？
And unfortunately, it seems more common for Christians to think of God as a disapproving judge rather than a loving father.
不幸的，很多基督徒认为，想到神的第一个想法就是一个严厉的法官，而不是慈爱的父亲。
That's a tragedy.
这是很令人难过的。
This truth that God is not just our creator, he's not just our redeemer, but that he is our father,ought to be one of the sweetest and most encouraging truths in all of Scripture.
神不但是我们的创造者，他也不但是我们的救赎者，他是我们的父亲，应该是所有经文里面最甜美、最鼓舞人的真理。
If you doubt or take for granted your identity as God's child, you're going to be tempted to doubt God's love and to rebel against his good, loving, and kind authority that's for you and not against you.
如果你怀疑身为神子女的身份，或是把这个认为理所当然的话，你就会怀疑神的爱，而背逆他在你生命中良善、慈爱或是温柔的主权。
So this morning, I want to remind you that if you're in Christ, you're a child of God, and God is your heavenly Father.
所以今天早上我想要提醒大家，如果你是在基督里面，你就是天父上帝的儿子。
And so I want you to turn in your Bibles with me to Hebrews chapter 12, verses 5 to 11.
所以我们一同的翻到希伯来书十二章五到十一节。
Now, just to remind you of what the book of Hebrews is about, this is a book that the church needs today.
就提醒大家，这个希伯来书这本书就是我们教会今天需要的。
Hebrews was originally written to Jewish believers who had made a profession of faith in Christ.
希伯来书是写给已经成为基督徒的犹太人。
But when persecution for Christians began to increase,These Jewish followers of Christ were tempted to turn back to Judaism, where they would be left alone.
但是由于这些迫害越来越加剧，所以说这些信徒被引诱回到犹太教，至少他们不会被搅扰。
So the whole point of the book of Hebrews could be summarized like this. Jesus is better, so don't fall away.
所以整本希伯来书的这个最主要的主题就是耶稣更美好，千万别离开。
Jesus is better, so don't fall away.
耶稣更美好，千万别离开。
Jesus is better than the angels.
耶稣比天使更美好。
Better than the prophets.
比先知更美好。
He's better than Moses.
比摩西更美好。
He gives a better rest than Joshua.
他比耶稣亚能够给我们更好的安息。
He's a better sacrifice, a better priest, and he serves under a better covenant.
他是一个更好的真的是中保，也是一个祭司，然后他也成为一个更好的约。
So don't forsake him because no other sacrifice can do what he's already done.
所以不要放弃耶稣，因为没有任何的牺牲可以超越他已经摆上的。
That's the message of Hebrews. Jesus is better, so don't fall away.
耶稣更美好，千万别离弃。
And here in Hebrews 12, the author focuses just for a moment on God the Father.
在希伯来书十二章这边，这个作者特别是针对天父。
Your heavenly Father is better, so don't fall away.
天父更美好，千万不要离弃了。
The believers who were being persecuted were having a hard time understanding why life was so difficult for them.
这些被逼迫的基督徒，他们没有办法理解苦难。
So God encourages them to endure by reminding them that He is treating them as sons.
所以这个作者鼓励他们说，神视他们为儿女。
So friends, as opposition to Christ increases, don't fear.
所以当逼迫增加的时候，我们不要害怕。
Don't get angry. Don't walk away.
不要恼怒甚至不要离弃神。
Instead, trust the sovereign hand of your loving Father and endure.
相信慈爱父神主掌权的手，并且忍耐。
So the message of the entire book of Hebrews is Jesus is better, so don't fall away.
整本书的主题是耶稣更美好，千万别离弃。
But the point of this specific passage is your heavenly Father is better, so don't fall away.
但是今天的章节特别是直到说天父更美好，千万别离弃。
So as we look at Hebrews 12 verses 5 to 11, I want you to discover three truths about your heavenly Father to help you endure.
所以我们今天看的经节从十二章五到十一节讲到是三个有关天父的真理。帮助你忍受苦难。
Now we're focusing mainly on verses 5 to 11, but I want you to understand the first few verses in chapter 12 as well.
我们先来看看前面一到四节。
As we read these verses, pay attention to the idea of endurance.
我们读这些章节的时候，我们特别要注意忍耐的经节。
Hebrews 12 verse 1 starts, Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses,Let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.
我们既有许多的见证人如同云彩围绕我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
Now this is talking about this great cloud of witnesses. This is referring back to chapter 11. Sometimes we call that the Hall of Faith, where these saints.Trusted God and they ran with endurance.
这边指的是前一章十一章，就像是一个信仰信心的名人堂一样。这些人这么多云彩的见证。
So as we consider those witnesses, we also should be motivated to run with endurance.
我们也被激励来一同的来存心忍耐奔跑。
Verse 2 says, "Looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him." Endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God.
第二节讲到说，仰望我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他忍受了十字架的苦难。
This says that not only do we look back to the witnesses, we also look ahead to Jesus who endured.
我们不但看到过去的信心的榜样，我们也看到耶稣基督他的榜样。
And he endured the cross.
他忍受了十字架的苦难。
For us.
为了我们。
Verse 3 continues, Consider him who, our word again, endured from sinners such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted.
第三节，那忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。
So he not only endured the cross, but he also endured hostility from sinners.
他不但忍受了十字架，他也忍受了罪人的顶撞。
And he's telling us this so that we would not grow weary or faint-hearted.
他这样鼓励我们，所以我们不致灰心。
In verse 4, it says, In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood.
第四节，你们与罪恶相争，还没有到抵挡到流血的地步。
So unlike Jesus, the suffering and the challenges we face have not yet reached to the point of death.
不像耶稣基督，我们今天受的苦难还没有到流血的地步。
And to encourage us with all of this, the author now turns to this idea of God as our Father.
为了更加的鼓励我们，这个作者转向到天父的角度。
We need to endure because our Heavenly Father is better.
我们必须要忍受、忍耐，所以因为我们天父爱我们。
So I want you to read along Hebrews chapter 12, verses 5 to 11.
我希望大家一同的来读十二章五到十一节。希伯来书十二章五到十一节，你们又忘了那劝你们如同劝儿子的话说：“我儿，你不可轻看主的管教，被那责备的时候也不可灰心，因为主所爱的，他必管教，又鞭打凡所收纳的儿子。你们所忍受的是神管教你们。”待你们如同待儿子，焉有儿子不被父亲管教的呢？管教原是众子所共受的。你们若不受管教，就是私子，不是儿子了。再者，我们曾有生身的父管教我们，我们尚且敬重他，何况万灵的父？我们岂不更当顺服他得生吗？生身的父都是暂随己意管教我们，唯有万灵的父管教我们，是要我们益处得益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。凡管教的事，当时不觉得快乐，反觉得愁苦，后来却为那经历过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。
Thanks, Charles. So as we walk through this passage, I want you to see three truths about your Heavenly Father to help you endure.
今天早上读这段经文的时候，我们特别要讲到三点有关天父的真理，帮助我们忍受这个苦难。
The first is this: God treats you as sons.
第一点，神待你如儿子。
God treats you as sons.
神待你如儿子。
Verse 5 says, Have you forgotten the exhortation that addresses you as sons?
第五节，你们又忘了那劝你们如同劝儿子的话吗？
This question is funny. Have you forgotten?
这句话很有意思，他说你们又忘了吗？
This isn't new information.
这不是新的一个信息。
This is basic, simple, elementary truth.
这是很基本、很基要的真理。
But sometimes the most elementary truths are the most important and yet the easiest to forget or overlook.
很多时候，这种越基要的真理，经常被忽略，不是吗？
What is he concerned that we have forgotten about? Have you forgotten the exhortation that addresses you as sons?
你们又忘了那劝你们如同劝儿子的话吗？
Of course, this idea of sonship is applicable to both men and women.
当然，这个儿子这边讲的儿子是指的所有的他的子女。
So although I'll use the word sons often, this is absolutely 100% true for you sisters as well, of course.
虽然说这边讲的是儿子，但是对于姐妹来讲也是一样的。
And so the author of Hebrews goes on to quote Proverbs 3 verses 11 to 12.
所以他这边是引用了箴言的三章十一到十二节。
And then after that, in verse 7, he says.It is for discipline that you have to endure. God is treating you as sons.
所以他后面在第七节又讲到说，你们所忍受的就是神管教你们，待你们如同待儿子。
Now in English, verse 7 is a little bit tricky to translate, so I'm not sure exactly how it says it in Chinese, but the idea in the beginning of verse 7 is endure suffering as discipline.
第七节的翻译过来是有点困难，但是这边翻译的是意思，本身的意思是说，将苦难像管教一般的忍受。
Okay, but why should we endure suffering as discipline? It's because God is treating you as sons.
为什么要忍受苦难，就像忍受管教一样呢？因为神待我们如儿子。
So I want you to consider these two statements. Verse 5 says, Have you forgotten the exhortation that addresses you as sons? And here in verse 7, God is treating you as sons.
我们思考一下这两段经文，第五节一开始，你们又忘了那劝你们如同劝儿子的话。第七节，神待我们如儿子。
I want to pause and together meditate on this and consider the rich theology behind this truth that we are God's children.
我们先来仔细想一想，我们是神的儿子，这个神学的意义。
Remember, we worship a triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
我们是这个敬拜一个三位一体的神。
We worship one God who exists eternally in three persons.
我们是敬拜一个有三个位格，但是永恒的神。
This is a perfect and eternal community of relationships with infinite love.
这是一个拥有无限的爱和完美永恒的关系，这三个三位一体。
Never once has God been lonely or in need.
神永远不会觉得孤独或是觉得有什么需要。
Many people like to think of God ultimately or primarily as our creator or our judge.
很多人想到神就先想到神是我们的创造者或是他是一个审判的人。
But he already existed eternally before creating anything or before there was anything to judge.
但是要想一想他在创造所有事情之前他已经存在了。
So he cannot ultimately be just a creator or judge because that wasn't true of him before creation.
他在能够审判任何事情之前他已经存在所以他不可能他的本性不可能只有法官或是创造者这样子而已。
Instead, what has always been true about God is that He is triune.
有一个神永恒不变的真理，就是他是三一的，三一的真神。
This is why we can say that God is love.
所以我们是说神就是爱。
Because the Father and the Son and the Spirit have always loved one another perfectly for all of eternity.
圣父、圣子、圣灵，他自由拥有，而且是永远的在这样慈爱的关系里面。
And so God the Father was, is, and will always be the Father, just as the Son was, is, and will always be the Son.
圣父过去、现在、未来都是圣父，就像圣子过去、现在、未来都是圣子一样。
So this Father-Son relationship within the Trinity is divine and eternal.
所以这样子的关系是神圣，而且是永恒的。
This is why it's so amazing that we too can call God our Father, and we can be called His children.
这也就是为什么我们能够称阿爸天父是这么样的一个这么样的惊奇令人惊奇的事情，而他叫我们称呼我们是他的儿子。
The pattern for our relationship with God is first found in eternity with God the Father and God the Son.
我们跟天父的关系是首先在圣父和圣子之间我们可以看到的。
Now let me clear up a few misconceptions first. Is God everyone's father, every single person?
我们先停下来想一想问题，神是所有人的父吗？
And the clear biblical answer is no.
圣经里面说不是的。
In fact, in John 8:44, Jesus said to the Pharisees, "You are of your father, the devil."
在约翰福音八章四十四节，耶稣对法利赛人说，你们是出于你们的父魔鬼。
If God is not necessarily the father of every person, then how does God become your father?
如果神不是所有人的父，神怎么样成为你的父呢？
And how do we become his children?
我们怎么成为他的儿子呢？
Well, there's two simple answers to this. Number one, it's through the new birth.
有两个答案，第一个是从重生开始。
John chapter 1, verses 12 to 13 says this, To all who did receive him, receive Christ, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God.
约翰福音一章十二到十三节，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐给他们权柄，做神的儿女。这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。
So you are born into your physical family, but you are born again by the Spirit into God's family.
所以我们是在我们自己个人的家里面出生的，但是我们是从圣灵重生在神的家里面。
Another way the Bible speaks about this is through adoption.
第二个圣经里面所说的是用领养的方式。
We become his children by being born again, but also by being adopted.
我们是从圣灵所重生的，也是被领养的。
Romans 8:15-17 says, For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father.The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him in order that we may also be glorified with him.
罗马书八章十五到十七节，你们所受的不是奴仆的心，人就害怕，所受的乃是儿子的心，因为我们呼叫阿爸父，圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女，既是儿女，便是后嗣。 就是神的后嗣和基督同作后嗣，如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
Did you catch that? Because God has adopted us, we are heirs of God, and we are fellow heirs with Christ.
我们就是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。
That is amazing.
这是很令人惊奇的事情。
I want you to consider something. What would it be like to be adopted by a king?
大家想一想，如果被一个国王领养，是怎么样的一个情况？
It's one thing for you to feed a homeless child once. Maybe you even clean him up, give him some clothes, and take him with you on a vacation.
你想一想，如果说我们如果说收养一个孩子，我们可能给他吃点让他吃得饱，然后或许带他去旅游。
But if a king adopts a homeless child, the king is not just saying, "Here's a hot meal, here's a warm shower, and a change of clothes. Now good luck with the rest of your life."
如果一个国王收养一个无家可归的孩子的话，他不只是说就是让你吃饱喝足然后接下来你自己想办法。
No, if the king adopts you, every need you ever have for the rest of your life will not just be met, it will be exceeded beyond what you could ever imagine.
如果一个国王收养你的话，我们不只是所有的需要能被满足，甚至我们余生所有的事情都能够超过我们所求所想的。
And you have an inheritance. What's the inheritance? It is the inheritance of the king.
如果我们想一想，我们的真的是继承什么呢？就是继承所有王的都是我们的。
The Bible says we are heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ.
就是我们是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。
And friends, we have not just been adopted by a human king. We've been adopted by the King of Kings.
我们不只是被一个世上的王所收养，我们是被万王之王所收养。
Let me share one more verse with you.
还有一节经节，我来跟大家分享。
Turning your Bibles to John chapter 17.
约翰福音17章。
Because I want you to see this one with your own eyes in your own Bible.
我让大家来亲眼的来读这段经文。
In John 17, Jesus is praying the night that he's betrayed.
在耶稣基督被卖的那个晚上，他这样祷告。
And in verses 22 to 23, he says something so amazing.
在22到23节，他是这么说的。
Starting in verse 22, it says, "The glory that you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, even as we are one."
你所有给我的荣耀，我已经都赐给他们了，所以就像我和你一起一样他们也是一起的。
Verse 23, "I in them and you in me, that they may become perfectly one."
我在你里面他们也在我里面，我们是一起的。
And here's the reason why he prays this. So that the world may know that you sent me. That's one thing he wants them to know.
叫世人知道你差我来。
But here's the second thing he wants them to know. He wants them to know that you, sorry, so the world may know that you sent me and loved them even as you loved me.
也知道你爱他们如同爱我一样。
Jesus wants the world to know that God loves them even as God has loved Jesus.
耶稣基督想要让大家知道说神他爱父神爱世界的人世上的他的儿女如同他爱耶稣一样。
This is saying that in some way, God the Father loves us even as he has loved the Son.
他爱这些儿女们如同爱耶稣一样。
Jesus, who is the beloved, Jesus in whom God is well pleased, Jesus who is perfectly righteous and obedient, Jesus who is the radiance of God's own glory.
耶稣基督，我们想一想他是谁？他是那所神所爱的，他是神的所喜悦的，他是完全的公义，完全的顺服，他是神荣耀所发出的光辉。
God loves us even as God loves us in the same manner or in the same in some ways to the same extent that God has loved Christ.
神爱我们，甚至可以和神爱耶稣基督来比较。
In fact, the Bible says that God sacrificed His Son, His only Son, whom He loved.For our sake.
在圣经里面甚至说神他牺牲了他的儿子他唯一所爱的为了我们的缘故。
Romans 8:32 says, "He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things.
罗马书八章讲到说，神既不爱惜自己的儿子为我们众人舍了，岂不把万物和他一同白白的赐给他们，赐给我们吗？
Do you understand now why it should be so amazing to us that God is our Father?
我们现在能够想象这是多么让人惊奇的一个一个圣经的真理吗？神是我们的父亲，
他是我们的阿爸天父，
他是我们的阿爸天父。
This is why Jesus teaches us to pray not just to our God Almighty, but He teaches us to pray to our Heavenly Father.
也就是为什么耶稣基督教导我们祷告，是说不是说万能的神，而是说天上的父。
One pastor describes the access we have in prayer like this: the only person who dares to wake up a king at 3 a.m. for a glass of water is a child, and we have that kind of access.
有牧师曾经这样子比喻说。胆敢在半夜三点清晨三点把一个王叫起来只为了一杯水的，就是他的儿子了。而我们就是有这样的权柄。
Now, I wonder if some of you know this is true, but you have a hard time really believing that God is your Father who loves you.
我想有些人或许是知道这个是真理，但是或许有难很难真的能够从心里面来理解。
Maybe you think this is how God feels about you.
或许你心里面是这样子想，
You aren't good enough.
你不够好。
You don't obey enough.
你不够顺服。
You're so sinful. You're so unworthy.
你是有罪的，是不配的。
You'll never be good enough. Why can't you be better like everyone else?
你永远不够好，为什么你不能像别人一样呢？
Instead of listening to those voices from your own heart, you need to listen to the clear and trustworthy word of God.
与其听这些你心里面所告诉你的，我们要回到圣经里面，告诉圣经怎么样告诉我们。
If you are His child by faith in His Son Jesus Christ, then you are eternally and unconditionally loved by the Father.
我们因着信成为神的儿女，我们就永远的并且毫无条件的被爱。
Again, that verse in Hebrews 12: Have you forgotten that God is treating you as sons?
我们回到希伯来书一开始，他说：“你难道忘记了吗
？”Have you forgotten? Don't forget.
千万不要忘记。
So the first truth you need to remember to endure suffering is that God treats you as sons.
所以，我们一开始看到真理，就是神他是以爱待我们如儿子。
The second truth is this: God disciplines those whom He loves.
第二个真理是神所爱的，他必管教。
And this is, of course, related to the idea of Him treating us as sons.
这当然是跟他待我们如儿子是连下来的。
Look with me and read again verses 5 to 8 from Hebrews 12.
我们一同的再来看第五节到第十一节。第五节到第八节，你们又忘了那劝你们如同劝儿子的话，说：“我儿，你不可轻看主的管教，被他责备的时候也不可灰心，因为主所爱的，他必管教。”又鞭打凡所收纳的儿子，你们所忍受的，就是神管教你们，待你们如同待儿子。因有儿子不被父亲管教的呢？管教原是众子所共受的。你们若不受管教，就是私子，不是儿子了。
Thanks, Charles. So this again is a quote from Proverbs 3, verses 11 to 12.
所以是从这个箴言里面所引用的。
And there's two negative commands.
这有两个这个负面的讲话，这是说法。
First, he says, "Don't regard this discipline lightly."
首先是说，不要轻看这样子管教。
This means don't ignore it.
不要忽略了。
The second command is, "Don't become weary because of it."
再来就是不要灰心。
Meaning, don't be discouraged by it.
也就是不要丧气。
Why not?
为什么呢？
Verse 6 says, "For the Lord disciplines the one He loves and chastises every son whom He receives."
他这边讲到说神父主所爱的他必管教又鞭打凡所收纳的儿子。
God disciplines you because He loves you.
神管教我们因为他爱我们。
If He didn't discipline you, it would mean He doesn't love you.
如果他不管教我们，也就是说他不爱我们。
If I teach my son to stay out of the street because cars are speeding by, it's because I love him.
如果我叫我的儿子不要跑到街上去，因为车子开得很快，我是因为爱他。
I need to teach him that, and I may need to even discipline him so he learns that.
我必须要这样子教导他，这样管教他，甚至我有时候要有管教他。
And I do all that because I love him.
我这么做是因为我们爱他。
On the other hand,
反过来说
，if I do not train my son to not run into the street, it shows that I don't love him.
如果我不训练或是不告诉我的儿子不要跑到街上去，那就表示我不爱他。
If I fail to discipline, I fail to love.
如果我没有管教，我就没有爱。
Discipline is a loving act from a father to his child.
管教是一个父亲对孩子爱的表现。
If there's no discipline, then there's no father-child relationship.
如果没有管教，也就没有父子的关系了。
Now we have to admit, sometimes parents discipline wrongly.
我们也必须要承认，有些时候父母是会管教错误的，管教过当的。
Sometimes parents can discipline sinfully.
很多时候，有些时候父母会因为罪而管教。
Perhaps this idea of discipline bothers you and is painful for you because you received instruction that was not done in love, but instead was done in anger, in frustration, and in disappointment.
或许这个管教这个观念在你的心里面是有一个扭曲的印象，或许在父母愤怒、沮丧或是失望中你被管教。
And I'm sorry if that's been your experience.
我很抱歉如果说这是你的成长的经验。
That is not the kind of discipline that I am talking about.
这不是我所说这个管教的意思。
And more importantly, that is not the discipline God is talking about.
这不是神所说管教的意思。
Look again at verses 7 to 8.
7到8节。
It is for discipline that you have to endure. God is treating you as sons. For what son is there whom his father does not discipline? If you are left without discipline, in which all have participated, then you are illegitimate children and not sons.
你们所忍受的就是神管教你们，待你们如同待儿子。焉有儿子不被父亲管教的呢？管教原是众子所共受的。你们若不受管教，就是私子，不是儿子了。
God is making it clear, if there's no suffering, if there's no hardship, if there's no discipline, if there's no training, then there's no relationship and there's no love.
神这边讲说，如果没有受苦、没有苦难、没有管教、没有训练，也就没有爱的关系了。
Sometimes we think of discipline or suffering as a sign of displeasure or even anger.
我们有时候对管教或是苦难感到不舒服或是愤怒。
But actually, discipline is a sign that God does indeed love you and calls you his child.
但是事实上管教是神爱我们的一个明证。
And again, God does not discipline out of anger or disappointment. God disciplines out of love.
神不是出于怒气或是出于这个失望来管教，神是出于爱。
Fellow parents and fathers, we need to take that lesson and be more like God in this way.
同样的父亲们，在世上的父亲们，我们必须要像神一样学习这样子，神用爱来管教。
Now, so far, we've seen two truths that we need in order to endure suffering.
我们今天看到已经看到两个真理。
God treats you as sons.
神待你如儿子。
God disciplines those whom he loves.
神爱的他必管教。
And our last truth is this, God disciplines for our good.
神为了我们的好处管教我们。
God disciplines for our good.
神为了我们的好处管教我们。
Look at verses 9 to 11.
9到11节。再者，我们曾有深深的父管教我们，我们尚且敬重他，何况万灵的父？我们岂不当顺服他得生吗？深深的父都是暂随己意管教我们，唯有万灵的父管教我们，是要我们得益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。凡管教的，当时不觉得快乐，反觉得愁苦，后来却为那经炼过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。
Now, this passage draws out some differences between our heavenly father and earthly fathers.
最后这一段讲到说天上的父和地上的父的不同。
First, our heavenly father has perfect wisdom.
我们天上的父有一个完美的智慧。
He knows best and he never makes any mistakes.
神知道所有的事情，而且他从不犯错。
Our heavenly father has perfect intentions and motivations.
我们天上的父有完美的动机和意图。
He always acts for our good that we might share in his holiness.
他希望我们能够我们为了我们的好处在他的圣洁上有份。
And he has perfect power. He's able to carry out this discipline, and he does not fail.
他有完美的力量，他能够行出来，也从不失误。
Sometimes we get the wrong idea that if I'm on God's side, everything should go well.
有些时候我们有些错误的观念，如果我们是属神的，所有事情都会一帆风顺。
Everything should be easy and comfortable.
所有事情应该都很顺利。
Actually, if we're on God's side, He's going to train us and instruct us and discipline us for our good.
事实上，如果我们是属神的，神会依照他的慈爱来管教我们。
This is better for us, but it's not always easy.
对我们来讲是好的，对我们的品格来讲是好的，但是不是总是容易受的。
Now, I want to make two important clarifications about discipline here.
我想要做两个一个澄清。
First, discipline is not always for sin.
我们不总是因为罪而受管教。
And discipline is not the same thing as punishment.
管教和惩罚是不同的。
Now, first, in this context, the discipline is referring to the suffering that comes at the hands of hostile sinners.
我们这边看到这个经节，它是说对于罪人这样子顶撞我们的就是这个是一个忍耐。
Remember, verse 3 says, Consider him, Jesus, who endured from sinners such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted.
记得前面第三、第四节，那忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心，你们与罪恶相争，还没有抵挡到流血的地步。
Jesus was not disciplined because he sinned.
耶稣被他被管教，并不是因为他犯罪。
Now, we certainly do sin.
我们当然是罪有罪的。
But God's discipline, though sometimes is corrective, sometimes it is just for the purpose of training our faith, growing our faith.
但是很多时候我们神管教我们是让我们的信心更坚强。
And so in God's amazing sovereignty, he's able to take what even others do to harm us and use it for our good.
在神奇妙的主权中，他能够将人要伤害你的转变为对你有益的。
And again, this doesn't always mean you've done something wrong, that you've sinned in some way.
这不是说我们有罪才会受到神的管教。
For example, an Olympic sprinter, he doesn't train and lift weights because he's in trouble. He disciplines himself in order to get stronger. That's one of the ideas here.
比如说一个奥运的选手，一个短跑选手，他受训练并不是因为他犯了罪，而是他要变得更强壮，所以他要来经过这些训练。
Certainly, discipline can be a corrective, can have a corrective element too. God disciplines us when we sin. That's certainly true.
管教当然有修正的意思神在我们做不对的时候来修正我们，来管教我们。
But he also trains us for our good, even when we haven't done anything wrong.
但是他也有可能在我们没有做任何错的事情的时候，他希望我们更加的像耶稣。
So, kids, if you're listening,
孩子们，如果你们在听的话。
The homework is not because you're in trouble.
功课不是说你们犯了什么错。
But it is to help you.
是要帮助你的。
So corrective discipline when we sin, that's love.
当我们在犯罪的时候纠正你的时候，那是出于爱。
But instructive discipline when we haven't sinned is also love.
如果没有犯罪的时候，教导性的管教也是爱。
Sometimes God allows discipline and suffering to grow you and cause you to hope in heaven.More than hoping in this world.
有些时候神也允许管教或是苦难在我们身上发生，让我们能够更思念天上的事。
Romans 5:3 says, We rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance.
在罗马书五章三节里面讲到说，不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐。
Psalm 119:67 says, Before I was afflicted, I went astray.But now I keep your word.
在诗篇119第67节讲到说，我为受苦已先迷了路，现在却遵守你的话。
So discipline is not always for sin. That's the first clarification.
所以第一个澄清的管教并不都是因为罪的缘故。
The second clarification is this: discipline and punishment are not the same thing.
第二个要澄清的是，管教和惩罚不是同样的事情。
So often we confuse discipline and punishment. So instead of thinking of God as our Father, we think of Him as our Judge.
我们很多时候把这两个观念搞混了，所以想到天父是先想到是法官的形象。
Several years ago, when I was leading a campus ministry at USC, I was sharing the gospel with someone.
几年前，我在这个南加大的校园里面，一个校园事工里面，我和一个人分享福音。
He said to me, "See, I can't believe in a God who would send his own children to hell."
有一个人只问我说他没有办法相信一个神把自己的儿子真的是送到地狱的一个父亲。
What kind of a father is that? Where is the loving discipline and correction instead?
他没有办法接受，因为这个没有爱的管教和责罚就送到地狱了。
How would you answer that?
你怎么回答呢？
Well, I answered him in this way. There are two problems with his statement.
他这个问题有两个问他这样的问题有两个中间有两个问题。
Number one, there was a misunderstanding of God's relationship to the lost.
第一个是他错解了神和失丧人之间的关系。
And number two, he had a misunderstanding of justice.
第二个是他对于审判也有误解。
First of all, not everyone is a child of God. We addressed that earlier already.
首先，不是所有人都是神的子女，我们前面有讲到了。
But secondly, there was a misunderstanding between discipline and justice.
第二个就是在这个管教和公义上面有一些误解。
And you have to understand the difference.
必须要了解这个不同。
Both are unpleasant.
两个都是很不愉快的。
Both are painful.
都是很痛苦的。
But otherwise, they are completely different in every way.
但是他在其他任何的方向，任何方面都是不同的。
See, God disciplines his children, and it's done out of love.
神出于爱管教他的子女。
And it's for their good.
是为了他们的好处。
And the aim is that they would change their behavior for the better.
最终的目的是希望他们能够成为更好。
On the other hand, God will punish his enemies.
另外一方面，神会惩罚他的敌人。
This is because of justice, not love.
这是因为公义，而不是因为爱。
Punishment is meant to vindicate God's justice and righteousness and to display his glory.
惩罚是为了彰显神的公义和荣耀。
There is no motivation to change their behavior.
改变他们行为并不是惩罚的目的。
Again, in discipline, the motive is love and the goal is a change in behavior.
管教的动机是爱，目标是改变行为。
In punishment, the motive is justice, and the goal is for God's righteous standard to be upheld.
惩罚的动机是公义，目标是高举神公义的标准。
All sin requires punishment, not just discipline.
所有的罪都需要被惩罚，不只是被管教。
If a man commits murder, does he just need some discipline to learn to never do it again?
如果一个人谋杀了别人，难道他就是只是需要被改正行为而已吗？
Can a judge say, "It's okay. You seem like you've learned your lesson."
法官不能只是说，没有关系，你已经学到你的教训了。
No, you can't do that. That would be unjust.
这就是不公义。
All sin requires punishment, and the punishment must fit the crime.
这个所有罪都应该有同样的责罚。
Punishment makes things right, and it's given by an impartial, powerful judge to serve justice.
惩罚是由有权力不偏袒的法官来伸张正义的。
It's not for your instruction or correction.
不是只是为了教化的而已。
It doesn't matter if you've learned your lesson.
不管你有没有学到你的教训。
The purpose is to make things right. You do the crime, you do the time.
目的是要拨乱反正。
On the other hand,
另外一方面，
discipline corrects.
管教是纠正。
And it's given by a loving father for your good.
是一个慈爱的父亲，是为了你的好处。
So let me wrap this together for you.
如果合在一起的话，
if you're a child of God,
如果你是一个神的儿子，
you will never be punished.
你永远不会被惩罚。
Jesus was punished in your place.
耶稣基督代替我们的位置而受罚了。
And he said, "It is finished."
他说这成了。
Not one drop of wrath and punishment will ever come upon you because Jesus took it all.
没有一丁点神的愤怒和惩罚会落在你身上，因为耶稣将这些都挪去了。
Justice has been satisfied.
神的公义已经被满足了。
And so you no longer have God as a judge over you in that way.
所以换句话说，神不再是我们的法官。
Instead, you have God as your father.
神是我们的父亲。
You may receive discipline.
我们或许会被管教。
Even corrective and painful discipline.
甚至会是修正或是不愉快的一个管教。
But it's love.
但是是出于爱。
It's for your good.
是为了你的好处。
And it comes from your perfect heavenly Father.
是从我们完美的天父而来的。
So remember, this third truth to help us endure suffering, God disciplines us for our good.
第三个是我们想到这个神管教我们是为了我们好处。
And he does this for our good because of the second truth, that God disciplines those whom he loves.
是因为第二个真理，神他所爱的，他必管教。
And he disciplines those whom he loves because of the first truth, that God treats you as sons.
那这是基于第一个真理，是神待你如儿子。
There are many these days who grow up without fathers or with fathers who fail in their responsibilities.
在现今社会，很多孩子长大没有父亲，或是父亲不愿意负起责任来。
This sometimes puts a stain in people's minds on what it means that God is our father.
这很多时候在这些孩子的心里面烙下了阴影，他们认为想到天父有一个扭曲的观念。
Yes, human fathers will always disappoint.
在世上的父亲永远是没有办法令人满足的。
Even the very best of fathers will fail.
即使最好的父亲也没有办法完全成功。
But our heavenly father will never fail.
但是我们的天父永远会成功。
He's a father to the fatherless, and he welcomes all who come to him by faith.
他是孤儿的父亲，他也张开手臂欢迎所有愿意用信来相信他的。
Perhaps you've never come to him in faith as your father.
或许我们没有用信心来接近我们的父神。
Perhaps you've never seen him as a loving and accepting father.
或许你过去从来没有想到以慈爱的父亲这样子一个形象来想象。
Instead, you've only seen him as a cold judge or a disapproving father.
或许你一直是认为他是一个冷漠的法官或是严峻的父亲。
Friend, I want you to trust what the Bible says.
朋友们，我希望鼓励大家相信圣经里面所说的。
That God is a father who loves and pursues sinners.
神是慈爱，并且他寻找罪人的。
He loves sinners to the point that he sent his one and only son to die in our place and take our punishment so that we can be forgiven.
他爱罪人是如此的深厚，他甚至将他的独生爱子赐给我们叫一切相信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
And this son, Jesus Christ, he rose from the dead to prove that sin and death has been defeated.
耶稣不但是在十字架上，而且他是从死里复活。他也战胜了死权。
And you can receive this salvation and forgiveness as a free gift by grace, not by your works.
我们可以接受这一切靠着我们的靠这些恩典，不是靠我们的行为，乃是靠我们信心。
You cannot earn salvation any more than a child can earn being adopted into a family.
你不能赚取拯救，就像一个孩子不能让自己被领养一样。
No, this must be received humbly with the empty hand of faith.
这必须要用谦卑，并且是手空空的来。
And so, if you want to know more about what it means to believe in Christ, if this is new to you or stirring to you, please talk to Pastor Daniel or any of the other leaders here.
如果说对你来讲这是一个全新的观念请我们可以私下来找叶传道或是其他的领袖来谈。
Or maybe there's others of you who you have known what it means to trust in Christ.
或许对有些人来讲，你已经知道来你很多时候为生活的这个困难来沮丧灰心。
But you've been frustrated and discouraged by the difficulties in your life, and you've questioned whether or not God really loves you.
你有这么多的灰心，甚至你怀疑神是不是真正的爱你。
You're having a hard time enduring.
你没有忍耐，显得很困难。
Maybe you feel like God is punishing you.
或许你感觉神好像在惩罚你。
I want to ask you the same question that we started with.
我想要问大家一个我们开始的问题。
In Hebrews 12:5, have you forgotten that God treats you as sons?
第五节，难道忘了神待你如儿子吗？
Let me remind you again. Because Christ paid for your sin on the cross, you will never be punished for that sin.
让我再提醒大家，因为耶稣基督已经为我们的罪，所有的罪都摆上代价，所以我们不会因为我们的罪受惩罚。
God will not punish you for sins that he has already forgiven and laid upon his son.
神已经把我们的罪加在他的儿子身上了。
But because he loves you, he will discipline you for your good.
但是因为他爱我们，所以他会为我们的缘故，为我们的好处来管教我们。
So remember, God treats you as sons.
神待我们如儿子。
God disciplines those whom he loves.
神所爱的他必管教。
And God disciplines us for our good.
他是为我们的好处而管教我们。
Friends, your heavenly Father is perfect, so don't fall away. Endure.
你天上的父是完美的，所以永远不要离弃，要忍耐持恒。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we praise you and thank you that we can call you our Father.
天父，我们感谢你，我们赞美你，因为我们能够称你为阿爸父。
We know that we are unworthy.
我知道我们是不配的。
We were unworthy the day that you saved us.
我们在你救我们的那一天是不配的。
And we are still unworthy even now.
我们即使今天，我们仍然不配。
But we thank you that in your grace you love and pursue sinners.
但是我们感谢你，因着你的恩典，所以你真的是在真的是来寻找我们这些罪人。
And we pray for those in our church family who are struggling under discipline.
我们为我们教会当中因为各种不同原因受管教的弟兄姐妹来祷告。
Who are struggling under the challenges of life.
或许在生活的重担里面挣扎。
Help us to endure because you are our Father who loves us.
帮助我们能够忍耐，因为你是我们慈爱的父亲。
Help us to remember these truths and these realities.
帮助我们记得这些真理。
And help us to obey you and love you because of who you are and what you've done.
帮助我们来遵守你，因为你是神。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.